You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with Yes, You Can.
Go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And so, let's pick this up. Let's pick this up. Look at Exodus, the third chapter. So God appears to Moses after he gets his attention from this burning bush. He gets his attention, and he calls him. He just, watch this. Can I tell you this? The story ain't about the bush. It's so good. This story is not about the bush. It's not about the non-consuming fire. God just used that to get his attention. Sometimes we get too distracted by things that all God was trying to do was just use that to get your attention. You focusing on that, and God said, you got to go beyond that. I just use that to get your attention. Glory to God. I know you had a foreclosure, but I just use that to get your attention, to let you know I'm a great provider. And when I bless you with this next house, ain't nobody going to be able to take that one from you. Glory to God. Stop focusing on the thing that God just used to get your attention. And so now God has his attention, and God starts talking to him. Exodus 3, starting verse 7. And the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And Moses is like, yes. And I heard the cry by reason of their taskmaster. By now, Pharaoh got mad at him. The new Pharaoh got mad at him. He's scared of him. He make him make brick without straw. He's not giving them any days off, not allowing them to observe the Sabbath or any of these things. And so God says, I see how hard the taskmasters are being, their masters are being on them. He said, if I know their sorrows, and Moses is like, yes. He says, and then God, verse 6, and Moses gets really excited about this. And God said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And I'm going to bring them up out of that land unto a good and a large land. It's a land that's going to flow with milk and honey. In other words, all kind of good stuff going to be in that land. It's a place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, Jebusite, mosquito bite, and termite, and snake bites. And Moses is like, yes! Now, we know this was something that was dear to Moses. The reason why Moses is in the wilderness, because he saw how hard one of the masters was being on a Hebrew. And he killed the man and buried him in the sand and thought that nobody saw it. And the next day, when he went to get on somebody else, the man said, what you going to do? You going to kill us the way you killed that man yesterday and buried him in the sand? Moses, oh, man, I thought nobody saw that. So now he takes off and he flees. But the reason why Moses was doing that, because he was concerned about how bad God's people were being treated. Can I tell you that the thing that bothers you the most, the thing that irritates you the most, is many times the thing that God wants to use you to remedy. The thing that aggravates you the most. People can talk about me preaching about money and prosperity. You know why? Because I hate poverty. See, some people, comedians joke about poverty. I hate poverty. Poverty keeps you from being able to be a good mother or father to your children. Well, you say, why? Because when you ought to be hugging them, you're beating them because you're so stressed that you're broke. Oh, y'all don't like me now. Yeah. Poverty makes you lose all your teeth. Because the only time you go to a dentist, like when I was raised, is when your teeth are impacted with cavities and you got to get it out. You don't have six month checkups when you come on. Don't y'all get mad about me. Don't make me count your teeth. Because when you're poor, you don't have 6 month cleanings. Come on now. Poverty make you pull up to the gas station and get $2.50 worth of gas and then try to stand there. And you was finished in 30 seconds. You standing there like. You know you finished. That's how little boys do when you go to when they go to bathroom standing by a man. Little boys finish real quick, but you stand there. Because as a man, you just stand there like, oh, man, too. Go on about your business. You know you finished, boy. Poverty. Poverty makes you stressed. Poverty breaks up marriages. Are you hearing me? Poverty breaks up marriages because everybody working overtime, three jobs, the roaches working, the mice working, everything. If you live up here, you're going to work, roach. I hate poverty. Poverty keeps you from enjoying the best that your community has to offer. I didn't even say the world. I say your community. You, when you're poverty, you ain't thinking about going to a game down at USC. Come on now. I hate poverty because poverty keeps you from living the good life. So you can be mad about me about preaching about it, but I know that God got a better life for his people. And the Bible says, not Herbert Bailey, that money answers all things. All things, material things. And so many times, God raised up Moses to be a deliverer of his people out of slavery. One of my purposes, God raised me up to be a financial deliverer for people. Let me change. God raised me up to be a financial deliverer for people. To help you get out the rat race. Come on now. To help you get out the rat race. Help you get out of barely getting along. That's why my name is Bailey. I'm trying to help you stop barely getting along. That's not the will of God for your life. And so, what is it that you can't stand? What is it that really aggravates you? What is it that gets your blood boiling? Is it possible that God wants to use you to change that arena? We're familiar with Gabby's Bowls in our church. Well, one of the reasons why, and she'll even tell you, I'm not taking credit, but Rosalind Goodwin was ranting and raving, was ranting on social media about these barrettes. And she can't find the barrettes, always losing barrettes. And she was just going off of social media about it. And I said, well, maybe that's the industry you need to get into. And that was my response to her on social media. When I said that, something leaped at her. And God started dealing with her. Well, you need to pursue this and get things. And she said, I ain't thinking about it. I ain't trying to do no barrette business. Come on now. Who think about doing a barrette business? Okay? But because it was something that she was passionate about, now we got Gabby Bowles. Are y'all hearing me here? Gabby got books written about her. Are y'all hearing me here? And so stop saying you can't. Pursue the thing or change the thing that irritates you. You can fuss about it. You can be aggravated about it. Or you can do something to change it. Look, somebody say, do something to change it. So Moses is excited that God sees the dilemma of his people. But then he comes down in verse 10. He said, come now and I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. Moses like, huh? That's why Scooby-Doo when I was a kid, Scooby's go. So Moses does a Scooby-Doo. Me? You want to send who? You just said you come down to heal him. You come down to deliver. You said you have come down to deliver your people. What I got to do with this? Because whatever God does in the earth, he does through people. Money don't fall out the sky and money don't grow on trees. You got to give God a legal way to get it to you. Hunt your neighbor and say, he said legal. He said legal. Legal. You got to give God a legal way to get money into your hands. You got to give God a legal way to get money into your storehouses so you can affect your community, so you can change your family. I mean, my children, they get together sometimes talking about which one of them remember the struggle. Jim, well, I remember when we, you know, we couldn't get those sneakers, you know. And Daniel said, I kind of remember when I was like in 7th, 8th grade, stuff started changing. Stuff started changing. But can I tell you, my grandchildren will never know struggle. And watch this. Don't get mad about that. Because that's what God wants to do in your family. He wants to eliminate certain things out of your family once and for all. Eliminate poverty. Come on now. He wants to eliminate divorce. He wants to eliminate your marriages breaking up. He wants to eliminate emotional conditions and psychological conditions and mental disorders. Somebody say, I draw a line in the sand. Come on now. And just because that's where you used to be, that is not where you have to stay. God wants to change things with you. God tells Abraham, he says, I'm going to make a new nation out of you. I'm going to start something new with you. So you have to leave your mother and your father and your kindred and go to a land that I'm going to show you. And the Bible says that Abraham got to step in and went looking for a place whose builder and maker is God. Whose builder and maker is God. God want to give you a life whose builder and maker is God. God want to give you a status in life whose builder and maker is God. That nobody can take credit for this but God. So what God does, he's going to use people to do it. So Moses' first excuse was one of low self-esteem. Exodus 3, verse 11. And the Lord, first thing Moses says to God, that's the only one we're going to deal with today in the time I have remaining. Who am I? God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Watch this. The truth of the matter is there was no better person to do it other than Moses. I didn't bring this out first. Who am I? You the one who know how pharaohs think. You know the politics of Pharaoh. You were raised in his house. You used to hold an office in his administration. Who better to go than somebody who knows the ins and the outs of Egyptian politics? Can I tell you, when God calls you, even when you're not thinking about, there's something you have, I'm jumping ahead of myself, that you don't even know you have. There's something you have that can get what you want. There's something you have that can take you to a place that you need to go. And so when God uses people, even like he did to the widow woman who I referred to earlier as I was receiving the offering, when she said the creditors are come and they're going to take my sons and take them into captivity, the first thing the man of God said to her is what? What do you have in your house? Can I tell you something, man? Y'all pulling some stuff out of me. What God's going to use to bless you is already in you. What God's going to use to bless you is something you already have. You looking on social media and look like they got this and they got that and they have this and they have that and they got this contact and they got these clothes and they got that car. God says, stop looking on social media and look in the mirror. I've already put certain things in you. I've already put my gifting in you. I've already put wisdom in you that other folks don't have. What you have is already in you. Abraham, God says, Abraham, you are the father of many nations. You are the father of many nations. A father of many nations have I made you. And so he steps outside of his house to get another woman to try to make this come to pass. God said, this ain't the one. No, the child I'm going to give you going to come out of your own loins. You and your wife, you ain't going to have to look outside of your house. You got what you need to get what you need. Somebody say, I have what I need to get what I need. And so for many of us, this year, you have to start taking personal inventory. Personal inventory. My wife and I, we were talking about a podcast that Andy Stanley was talking about. He was talking about things in ministry that make you uniquely different. Can I tell you, you are uniquely different. And you got to know the things that make you uniquely different. Come on now. Come on. I mean, there's all kinds of churches, but ain't nobody got the herbs you're anointing. Y'all didn't catch that. No other church in this city got the Herbshire anointing. What's the Herbshire? When Herbert and Marcia get together, there's a Herbshire anointing that nobody else can reproduce. That makes us uniquely different. Are you hearing me? And you got to know what makes you different and work it. Work it. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Stop trying to copy anybody else. Say, this is what makes me different. And I'm going to use what I have. And I'm going to work what I got. Lord, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. When God called me, he put stuff in me that he didn't put in nobody else. When God put a word in my mouth, he gave me something to say that nobody else can say like I can say it. When God anointed my hands, he anointed me to play this thing in a way that nobody else can play it. I am uniquely different. I am uniquely anointed. There is nobody like me, and the best thing I can do is be me. Somebody say, I gotta be me. Hallelujah. And I believe the reason why many of us are not walking in our true anointing and our true grace is because we're trying to copy somebody else's anointing. And nobody, you can't copy somebody else's anointing. Solomon shows up at Jesse's house with some oil. And he sends one son after another son after another son. And when he got ready to put the oil on one, God said, that ain't his oil. Can I tell you, there is an oil that's reserved for you. There is an anointing that is reserved for you. When you look at somebody and say, you can't have my oil. And so whatever God called you to do, yes, you can. Yes, you can, Moses. Think back, Moses. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Moses, look back on your life experience. Remember where you were born. Remember, God, can I tell you, I say this all the time. Everything you've been through, God will work it in. Stop trying to act like you always lived here. You didn't always live here. Stop acting like you always drove like this. You didn't always drive like this. Stop acting like you always went out to eat. You barely could eat at home. You better thank God that for every experience you went through and say, I'm going to work it in for my testimony. I'll never forget where I've been. I'll never forget what God's done for me. I'm going to work it. 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 So there's people you can reach nobody else can reach because they can't relate. I'm so glad to see my son Chandler fully coming into his own. Fully. And I was telling him that there's parts of his testimony I couldn't tell. If I told it, it would just be embarrassing. But when he embraced it, glory to God. See, if I got up here telling y'all, boy, I remember when this boy was expelled from school. Now, man, why he put all his business out there? But when he works it in and says, I use my expulsion because I was expelled from school, and now I negotiate for other kids not to get expelled from school so they can look at me and say, oh my goodness, oh, we don't have to throw this kid away. Maybe that's a future youth pastor. Maybe that's an attorney. Maybe that's a doctor. Maybe we need to give him another chance. Because if God did it in his life, God can do it in your life. You better tell your testimony and stop trying to hide it. Let everybody know what you've been through and where God brought you from. People in our church who are most passionate about prison ministry and go off every week is because they used to be in prison. I ain't never been in prison. I'm scared of prison. They make me go twice a year. And sometimes I get out of it. Eco Bowl. But the ones who had that experience, They say, man, I'm just glad because I know what it's like to be in there. And so I take my experience and work it in and work it in and help somebody. Now I fully understand that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. If you would just love God enough to say, God, I thank you for everything you brought me through. Now use it to bless somebody else and keep somebody else from going through it or to get somebody else out who's in it right now. High five somebody. Say, I'm not ashamed of my testimony. Glory! Moses said, who am I? Who am I? God said, think about who you are. Nobody has what you have. Nobody's been through what you've been through. Later on, when Moses gets ready to go back and get the people, he asked his father-in-law to go with him. When you study his father-in-law was Midian, was a Midianite. The Midianites were Cushites. The Midianites were people of color, glory to God. And can I tell you something? Nobody know how to make it through the wilderness like colored people. Y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all ain't hearing me. And so he said to him, listen, father-in-law, you a colored man. Come on now. I need you to help us through this wilderness. He said, because you know the way that we should go. Can I tell you, when they want folks to help folks in the hood, who they go get? They need to get somebody who been in the hood, or y'all ain't hear me. Because everybody else scared to go in the hood. But when you come out the hood, you say, oh, you have to be scared of him. He ain't gonna hurt nobody. Oh, that's old High Willie. High Willie ain't gonna hurt nobody. Come on now. You just step over Willie and say, Willie, get out the street, glory to God. Everybody, oh my God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Nobody has your experience. When I first came to this city, I was looking for a dentist. And so I was with Cigna. And so they had a list of preferred dentists. And so I was looking for a dentist. And there were, I ain't going to mention the name. He may still be in practice. But I looked and I saw one who's on North Main. Now, nobody in my office looked like me. And so I said, well, here's one here on North Main. They said, don't go to North Main. They said, don't go to North Main. You get shot. If you go to North Main, how many of y'all know it ain't that bad? I could go to a dentist without getting shot. But they ain't been to North Main. Come on now. You've been places other folks scared to go. You know stuff other folks don't know. Glory to God. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Who am I? I'm somebody who's been through something. I'm somebody who got some experience. I'm somebody who has a heart for other people in this condition. That's who you are, Moses. That's who you are. You're somebody who has a heart that I can use. You're somebody who has passion that I can use. You're somebody who has zeal that I can use. Who am I? And then God says to this, and I have to be done. God said, you can go. The first thing God says, I am with you. At the end of the day, he says, it really don't matter who you are because I'm with you. It's just something about knowing God's with you. Come on. You ever been someplace that you regularly wouldn't be able to go, but you with somebody who's somebody to be there? You don't hear me. And so because you with them, you're like, hey, I'm with him. You get a little swag in your step. Get a little boldness. Come on, some of y'all right in this section, you regularly couldn't get in that club, but your girl used to go with him, the bouncer, and he let you through. Right in this section right here. And you able to go through and everybody else can't get through because you with her. Y'all ain't hearing me here. Who you with? Who you with? Bernie Mac asked you, who you with? You gotta know who you're with.
Are your dreams and expectations on hold because you're allowing doubt and unbelief to settle in? Don't give up on your possibilities. Dr. Herbert Bailey encourages you. Yes, you can accomplish your goals and fulfill your dreams. order this powerful message today, just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Yes You Can.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.